Thank you for joining us for Life and Taxes with tax attorney Andrew Foster of Harvell & Collins Attorneys at Law. Call in now with your tax questions at 800-818-2255 or locally at 247-7282 or 353-4674.
Andrew, I feel like we need a drum roll here because it's getting down to the wire now, right?
That's right. The deadline is upon us, Ben.
Yep. But it's a deadline that's different than usual. Right?
That's right. Yeah. So, April 15th, as we all know, falls on this Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And then there is a holiday in the District of Columbia on Monday.
Like they don't have enough.
So therefore we're looking at a Tuesday, April 18th deadline as far as getting your taxes postmarked, or e-filed. So just be aware of that. And then, of course, I'll give my annual speech about if you do not have your items ready to go. If you don't have your income items, if you're waiting on some K-1s or you're waiting on a 1099 or you're waiting on a W-2, or let's say, Ben, you know, we mentioned earlier in the year that when you start to get those documents, make sure they're correct and maybe there was a problem on one of your documents and you're working on getting that form amended. If any of those situations are true on the income side, get an extension.
Right.
And then also on the deduction side, if you know, if you itemize your deductions or if you have business, trade or business expenses that you're working on putting together and you don't quite have your documentation together on those, again, you want to make sure you have these things correct, because while there's no empirical data that says that if you file for an extension that your audit rate is higher, there is empirical data that says if you file and then later go back and amend your return, you know, those returns are at least two times more susceptible to audit than just extending your return and filing it.
Of course, somebody like me often is a pro at doing your taxes, a procrastinator.
Exactly. So, that's right. Yeah, and keep in mind, Ben, free 6-month extension.
Yeah.
And you don't even have to sign in a form. You just literally send a form in, or you can do it online to the NCDOR and the IRS. And that gives you a free 6 months to file. Now, keep in mind, I keep saying filing. And the reason I say that is because it's not an extension to pay. It's just an extension to file. So you're like, well, that doesn't make any sense, Andrew. How am I going to know how do I know what I owe?
Yeah.
You know, at this time.
What is the best way to estimate that?
Best way is to look at your previous year's return.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, if things stay predominantly the same, then of course you're going to,
You're still going to owe that same amount.
And other people are maybe, if they do their own taxes, are plugging numbers into a computer program and maybe they've got their numbers entered, but not quite all of them. Then, you know, you can always play around with it and put in what you think it's going to be and then estimate what your balance due is going to be and just make sure you get that sent in by the 18th so you don't incur any failure to pay penalties. Because by filing the extension, Ben, you take care of the failure to file penalty. You have the 3-month extension all the way into October. But again, if you don't have that payment made or at least a good faith estimate, then, you know, you're going to be in trouble on the failure to pay part.
Does both the state and the feds have an easy way to file an extension online?
They have a form you can fill out and just put in your information. You may need last year's tax return in order to do so.
Mm-hmm.
But very, very easy to do. And, you know, I mean, even just simple as printing something off if you want to mail it in, and that way as well. So
are you better off overestimating?
I would say so, and the only reason is because if you underestimate, the snippet that you underestimate by can still be subject to penalty.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you may get a little bit of a refund check back when you do actually file your taxes if you overestimate. But, you know, it's always best to go a little high if you think that you're going to owe, if you've owed historically. So just be aware of those types of issues.
Are you hearing back about refunds? Are they coming? Have there been any hiccups this year? I mean, in the times that we've been doing this show, we've had a couple of major hiccups.
Certainly, yeah, and nothing like that that's been where all of a sudden, you know, maybe all the earned income tax credit returns are being held or maybe the child tax credit returns are being held because there's something that was a glitch in the system. None of that have I seen this year. So I believe that everything seems to be running pretty smoothly. And keep in mind, they try to do a 21-day turnaround on refunds. And the best way, if you have a question about where your refund check is to go online. There's a Where's My Refund, icon that you can click, put in a little bit of information, and then it'll tell you, where they are as far as processing your refund goes.
Mm-hmm.
And then bear in mind, if you do get some kind of correspondence from the service, you know, there's all kind of identity theft issues out there. If you get anything from them, make sure you timely respond to that, because the quicker you can get a response back to them, it may just be as simple as confirming some data. Then they can go ahead and get that refund processed and get it to you as quickly as possible.
If you've been doing estimated taxes, for last couple of years or so, but you're going to file for an extension this year,
mm-hmm.
do you also still have an estimated payment due as well as your whatever you may also owe at the end of the year?
Yes, you would, Ben.
So you got to estimate that too.
I got to estimate that too. And, you know, and as I said, hopefully, you know, you have enough information. Maybe you don't, but if you do, but I mean, do your best to try mm-hmm. to make sure you're hitting it, you know, as close as you can, and get those payments in so you don't run into any problems in 2017
right.
taxes when you file them next year.
Well, I mean, the estimated tax system is voluntary though. I mean, you're pretty much taking that on yourselves, right?
Yeah. As long as there's a formula that's set up, and as long as you pay a certain amount of money and mm-hmm. based upon the amount that you had last year, you're going to be just fine.
Okay.
They're not going to ding you with any penalties. So just be aware of that. The other thing, Ben, is just this time of year, you see a more prevalence in the tax scammers that are out there.
Right.
So, you know, just kind of a word of caution.
Also tax mistakes.
Yeah, tax mistakes. I mean, I think that, you know, a couple of different ways. One is you see these telephone or email scams. I just read an article yesterday about, you know, an Indian man who was making $155,000 U.S. dollars a day, and he was running this system for years over there, and they just arrested him in India, 24-year-old. And, you know, and just, you know, he had a phone bank of 65 to 70 people who were making phone calls, and obviously it was very fruitful for him. So just be aware of that. I mean, the IRS, as I said, does not contact you via phone or via email.
Right.
You know, if you do get a phone call from the IRS, it's a very rare occasion, and there's got to be some reason. You've gotten multiple correspondence by mail beforehand. So just
not like
be aware
that Liberian king who wants to deposit money through your account.
Yeah,
those are real.
those are the same exact situations. Whenever you get a phone call from someone like that, I mean, the best thing you can do is just hang up and make sure that you do not give them any information. And just remember, for our elderly community here, you know, they like to prey on elder folks and try to scare them into doing something that they should not do. So just be, you know, be aware of that. The other thing you've got is preparers out there, Ben, who, you know, I'll promise you the best refund. I'll do this. I'll do that. Just make sure that who you choose to do your taxes is a reputable, CPA, and that they can, you know, that they're accredited, and that they know what they're doing, frankly.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's another issue you can run into, which is, you know, these, tax preparers that pop up, you know, and then are there for a little bit and then here today, gone tomorrow kind of
thing.
So just be aware of that and make sure that the person that you choose to do your return, because, you know, as I say all the time, you sign that return under the penalty of perjury, or you e-file that return under the penalty of perjury, meaning that you're saying that everything on there is correct and you're held to that standard. It doesn't matter. You know, you can certainly point the finger at the preparer at the end of the day, but that's not a get out of jail free card.
Yeah.
That's just simply maybe an excuse for some penalty abatement, because frankly, you know, you run into problems and you can't just say, oh, it was my preparer's fault. I didn't know what I was doing. I trusted them. And that's not going to be good enough as far as absolving you of any tax liability. That's just not going to happen.
I know you've been involved in a lot of estate law lately.
Yes.
Too, and we've talked about it here. And that may be one of those best reasons for filing an extension is somebody that is filing for an estate.
Certainly.
Or having to figure out exactly how you work that through that system when someone has passed away and you might be either the executor or they're the surviving spouse. Or
that's right. Yeah. And so the best thing you can do there, Ben, is if you have a death in the family, is to make sure you get those extensions filed, and then begin to gather the information that's going to be necessary in order to prepare the return. Same thing, you know, if you have illness in the family.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, any of these reasons, you know, seem to be, I mean, you don't even need a reason to file an extension, but, you know, but would seem to lead down the road of, hey, better to be safe than sorry. Let's get our ducks in a row. Let's gather this information and let's make sure that when we file this return, we have all the correct information on it.
You know, one of the things that comes back later often is people mistakenly, trying to figure out who are dependents and who are not. And sometimes that may be somebody they care for.
That's right. Yeah. And so you've got, you know, really, if you have one of those questions where it's, where, you know, you've got this dependent issue and you're not quite sure. I mean, it's not the standard, just I have a child to claim them. You know, I really would encourage those individuals to make sure they seek professional help as far as getting their return prepared to make sure that number one, it can be a valid dependent. And then number two, that if you do claim them, that you're not going to run into those issues of, is someone else going to claim them?
Right.
And so a lot of times that's the way it breaks down, especially with grandchildren or nieces or nephews or someone,
grandparents or that grandparent. You may be taking care of.
That's
know?
Exactly right. So, or the flip side, yeah. Which is you're taking care of an older adult.
Yeah, that lives with you. And so you have to figure out whether or not they're going to claim themselves or
that's right.
not.
Exactly.
Exactly. And that, again, another reason you may want to file an extension.
Exactly. So, I mean, you know, we'll beat the dead horse here and say, better to be safe than sorry. Just make sure that, you know, that April 18th deadline is something that's always on people's minds, you know, as we get closer and closer and closer. And, you know, before you hit send, before you hit that e-file, before you sign that return and mail it in, just take a step back and make sure that your information is correct.
As always, if you want to find out more information from Andrew, you can contact Harvell & Collins online at harvellandcollins.com, and you can email afoster@harvellandcollins.com. Make that appointment at 726-9050. That at 1107 Bridges Street in Moorhead City. And we'll have more next week on Life and Taxes with Andrew Foster, brought to you by Harvell & Collins, Attorneys at Law.